Of course, no, everyone is familiar with the GP. They're made, usually made out of metal, the industrial strength yan, etc. Yung kinawa mo made out of yarn, which is iba, para it's a fabric. It's very soft, and you don't associate it with being sturdy. You know? So paano mo pinagsama yon? And I know may social message din ito, of course, no? Because there are a lot of issues related to the jeepney.
Well, actually, this is the third iteration of that jeepney. It has evolved through since 2018. The first time it was exhibited at the Manila Biennale with then the late Carlos Celdran. No? We worked on this and we wanted to do something that is a little different in terms of addressing the iconographies, no? In Philippine society, and jeepney comes into mind, no? But I think yung pinaka-best use was the second iteration. This was the one that during the height of the pandemic in 2020, no, nag-shut down ang University of the Philippines. And it so happens that during that shutdown, nawala ng trabaho lahat ng mga ikot jeepneys, Katipunan to UP and UP to other points sa may papuntang Quezon Boulevard, SM North. No? And naglilimos sila, no? And at that same time, no, before a little bit before that, we were also like witnessing yung parang very aggressive na pinupush yung jeepney phase out at saka modernization. So parang dalawang beses silang sinuntok during that year, no? Nawala na ng trabaho, sinasabihan pang kailangan eh i-give up na nila yung mga old units nila, no? So I wanted to focus on the plight of the jeepney drivers, a microcosm of what the country was going through, no? Something that has been around for more than, you know, several decades already. And it so happened that that year, no, na inilabas namin ng 2020, it happens to be the 75th anniversary of yung sinasabi nilang the first jeepney, which was directly after the war in 1945, no, yung liberation. So I wanted to bring that focus. No. And why yarn? Because yarn is a very fragile material. No. And when we're talking about the issues and concerns of the jeepney driver, no, ma'am, there's a certain level of vulnerability into the narrative that they're experiencing right now. And I wanted to use that as a visual metaphor for bringing to light yung plight nila. No? So nangyari noon, noong 2020, no, wala, saradong buong campus. No? What we did was that we paraded it, no, lighted and all in the evening. It was the lone lantern that went around UP. No, and when we were bring it around, no, it was live stream, no, kaya kahit papaano, no, we had feedback that a lot more teary-eyed, that despite the really really hard lockdown that we were experiencing during that period, no, we were able to still pull off, no, something na yung parang tradisyon ng UP lantern parade naman at saka yung pailaw ng UP, no, na we wanted to bring social issues into the light and enlighten, no, through our lanterns, through our lighted installation lanterns, the concerns, no?
Just for context for listeners, no? Sa UP Diliman, my annual tradition kan a lantern parade, which is usually something that's, you know, that attracts crowds, di ba? And it's a happy, festive event where, you know, the different departments and units at UP have their own lanterns and displays, and they usually communicate various issues and concerns sila, etc. Pero yung nga, nung nag-lockdown, parang sarado lahat, tinigil lahat. And then, pero kayo, tinuloy nyo pa rin, kahit parang iisa lang yung lantern, no? And yung jeepney pa. So, it must have been so dramatic.
Oh,
no?
Yes.
I mean, even cinematic, di ba?
Yeah.
And wow, that must have been such a powerful moment.
Yeah. And if you wanted to go back, no, no, the UP actually produced a video. If you Google sa YouTube yata or ano yung Payapang Daigdig, UP Jeepney or Jeepney Installation 2020, no, you'll find that they produced a video while ang music ay kinakanta yung Payapang Daigdig na ginawang parang Christmas carol natin, no.